good, everyone? Welcome back to the NOA podcast. Speaking as your co-host, Tyler, I'm here. My man is Trey.
You.
We are back. Thanks. We are finally
here.
Back.
After a long time.
It took a minute.
Yeah.
It took a minute.
A little hiatus.
Exactly. We took a little hiatus. We'll kind of get into that. But thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys for watching us. You can check us out on Instagram. The Instagram is going to be NOA_podcast. You can check me and Trey out as well. Mine is Tyler_Waller3. Trey's is TreyQuan_Park7. All of our content is available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on TikTok as well. That's going to be NOA Podcast 1. And please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel because we have exclusive content that comes out just on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. Trey, how you doing today, Brody?
I'm doing I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I can't complain. This is new.
Facts.
It's a little different, man.
First off, first of the year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Facts.
How you feeling, man?
I can't complain. It's good. I'm happy. New Year was supposed to be a little bit different. We're supposed to have a little bit more people here.
Facts.
But
yeah.
I am blessed the fact that we're able to sit here and still record.
Mm-hmm.
I think kind of like I was telling you earlier, I know we had a little mishap. Well, I was telling you earlier, I have some goals and shit that I would like to kind of like take care of, like going into the new year. More like continuation goals I kind of started before. Yeah.
Of course.
I've been kind of building on. Obviously, this is one of them. It took a while to get to where we are now. We stopped. I think I checked not too long ago. I think our last podcast was August 1st.
Ah, yeah.
So what is that, like 5 months?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Essentially.
So we ain't record for 5 months, but like a lot of change in 5 months.
True.
Like both of us, we both kind of moved out.
We weren't just sitting on our ass. Like,
facts. Trust us, we've been working. It's been a minute. We've been trying, for real. But yeah, like for real, we both, bro, it's really just been a grind, man.
Yeah.
We ended up moving out, which that was a big thing.
Facts.
Because it was just us two, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was
Ain't nobody real help.
It was rough. Shout out to Pops, though.
He was there.
He helped. But it was, moving in was rough because we had to move everything in by ourselves. And then obviously just like buying the equipment. And a lot of things just took time. Yeah, it was just step by step.
Facts.
And then also just moving out, I felt like, obviously, we both had time periods where we like lived on our own. Like, you know, you had your time in Italy as well as college. I had my time as college and I had my own apartment at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of like you kind of got to get reused to it in a certain way.
True.
To go from like living on your own, then going like back to your parents' house, and then now going back to like living on your own is like, oh, okay. Like, I got to make sure like I stay on top of everything. I got to pay bills. I got to stay on top of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Because no one's going to remind you those things. You got to remind yourself.
Nah, not at all.
So you got to really keep like a catalog of, all right, I got to handle this. I got to do this. I got to do this. Bro. I got to do this. Because you're your own adult.
That's it, bro.
Like, it's on you at the end of the day. And all those other times where I did live on my own kind of prepared me for this.
Oh, with that.
So, like, I didn't feel like I was jumping off into the deep end.
Not to mention
I'm doing it with someone like.
Exactly. It's like, all right, you're competent. So
exactly.
It's like, I understand.
Yeah, we're on the same level.
It was more like, kind of like you were saying, it's not like it was brand new. I think I was just kind of getting reused to it again.
Mm-hmm.
So like we both already had an idea of how this was going to be.
True.
But it was more like just getting used to it.
Not to mention it, bro. We did it for the first time in 2018. So it was like, all right, well, it's just coming full circle.
Yeah, for real.
Full circle.
And it's crazy because like we talked about this.
Yeah. Speaking into existence.
Exactly. Now we're here, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Now we're here, bro.
But before we continue going more into the future, I kind of want to come back and talk about 2023 just for a little bit. How was your 2023 and how did it close out for you?
My 2023 was good. It was very productive. I feel like the first half of my 2023 was very health oriented because I tore my Achilles in 2022, like near the end of 2022. So obviously there was a portion of time where I was rehabbing in the end of 2022. But then like I felt like the start of 2023, I'm not going to really say started to go hard, but I think just my training changed.
Mm.
So the first half of 2023 was very just like health oriented, very just focused on how do I get my health back to where it once was. Honestly, my goal was actually to get better. It wasn't even to get back to where I was.
To go
the goal was to get better.
What you were once.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
And I mean, I achieved it. I haven't actually done like any running and cardio because that's really not my thing per se. Mm-hmm. I probably should start doing it, but strength-wise, I mean, I came back. Over the time, I actually got stronger. I found different ways of training that I felt like really helped me, that really helped with my body per se. So that was like my first half of 2023. And then I think the second half was really just grinding for like the podcast and stuff like that. So like continue to work, of course, and continue to save money and all that. But then also, like, it was a change because, like, we moved here.
True.
So a part of 2023 was, like, adapting, kind of moving into the new place, moving into a whole new state, and then kind of just seeing how different my life is now and basically trying to, like, make the best of this life now and just getting used to it. So overall, I can't complain, bro. I feel like I've been blessed. Of course, there's ups and downs. I think that's with every year and with everybody. But 2023 treated me well. I got no complaint. How was your 2023, my guy?
My 2023 was very interesting.
Really?
Ups and downs. You know, it started out pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. Really just, like, working, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Staying on top of the grind. And then, of course, after 23 years, you finally move out of your mom's house. And it's like, damn, all right.
Things have changed.
I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my own thing, you know. And I'm grateful for the time that I spent and all that stuff. And all the stuff that I've learned, which now helps me with this, you know.
Fair enough.
But then I also went through sad times because I lost my grandfather. And I was like, damn, you know, someone who kind of guided me a lot when I was a kid, when I lived in Jamaica and all those times, you know. I knew he was sick, of course. I knew eventually the time would come.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised, but it was still passing, of course, someone
who was quite influential.
Exactly. So, like, he ain't make it to the 2024. I'm here now. I get to see the new year, and he's in the past. You know. So I appreciate him for what he did give to me. But I'll never forget that, and that's a part of my 2023.
Yeah.
And, of course, working for the podcast, doing all this stuff. There's been highs and lows for that because I'm like, damn, I don't know if I can have this on time. And other times, like, all right, we can get this going, you know. But overall, the experience has been a very positive one. You know, I've learned a lot of things, gone through a lot of things, but I appreciate all the experiences that I achieved. And, I look forward to the new experiences that we'll have this year.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you have any goals or any plans that you would like to kind of achieve or do in 2024?
I guess grow my brand, get into university, and try to purchase a home.
Oh, so you want to purchase a crib?
Yeah. Eventually, like, learn about doing that. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to learn about purchasing a crib, or do you actually want to?
Well, I'd like to do it. If it's a possibility this year, it's something I could do. Like, fuck it, why not?
Fair enough. I think those are really good goals.
Yeah. Do you have any?
I do. I think a lot of it kind of just has to go, like, kind of like you said, like, building the brand. I think a lot of it is more, like podcast-oriented. Continue just to stay on top of my health. Continue to stay on top of that. I would like to travel at some point this year.
You should. I encourage it, bro.
Definitely.
Get out the States.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I want to travel. I thought about doing Thailand.
Ooh.
I'm not sure. That's so far number one.
Okay.
And that's just due to the fact that friendly, my friends, they put me onto, like, this training spot. Because also, I would ideally love to, like, still go to the gym. Like, if I travel somewhere, I would like to stay there for, like, a month. I want to stay for, like, an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to, like, continue, like, to work out and, like, work on my health and shit like that.
Okay.
So, Thailand, I could kind of do, like, the best of both worlds. Because, like, you can go to, like, they have, like, training, like, camps, per se. And they, like, teach you, like, Muay Thai, boxing. Basically, they teach you a whole bunch of, like, martial arts.
Ah, really?
But they also just have, like, regular, like, training. They have, like, regular just, like, fitness classes that you could do. And they also just have, like, gyms that you just go there, like, work out at.
And you get to live there?
Yeah, bro, you get to live there. So you could live on the, I guess, on the camp, per se.
Yeah.
This one I was looking at. You could live there for 1 month. You could stay longer, but they only house you for 1 month.
So after that, you got to find
your After place. That, yeah. You got to get your own. you can't stay here.
Yeah, you can't stay here.
So I thought about doing that. And they, like I said, they house you. You get, like, free Wi-Fi, like, housekeeping, like, twice a week or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not free food, but they have, like, not a cafeteria, but, like, a cafe shit. Like, basically, you could go and, like, buy food. Also, in Thailand, like, everything's fucking cheap.
Yeah, at least compared to the American
dollar. Oh, compared to here, yeah.
Compared to the American
dollar. It's dumb cheap. So I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. Like,
you'll be able to live off of a decent amount.
And they were also saying, like, you can, like, rent scooters and, like, rent stuff and essentially, like, go into the... Shit, man. Go into the, I guess, like, the local towns and stuff like that and, like, experience, like, their nightlife or just experience, like, the day, like, within, like, the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about doing that. And I want to stay for a minute. And obviously, like, you're... you're kind of a big reason why. Because you tell me like stories about like the times you've gone to England or you've gone to Italy, you've been to fucking Germany and France and all this other shit. And you tell me like all the stories and shit there, and I'm like, damn, bro. All I got is the United States type
shit. There's a lot to see out there in the world, man. And that's why I encourage. The main reason I travel is because my mother traveled. And she's a big proponent of that. She loves traveling. So I'm not surprised her offspring ended up doing the same thing because she pushed me to do it. I really didn't care to travel. I was like, listen, I'm fine with the United States.
Like, it's, I'm content.
I'm quite content.
Yeah.
But she pushed me, went to England, had a blast there. I didn't even want to go to Italy. I had no interest in going. And she was like, no, go. I'd do it again if I could.
It's crazy that one experience changed your life. Without it changed how you view things and everything. Doubt.
Yeah, it's made me the man I am today. I can positively say there are experiences there that shape me into who I am. And I'm just like, you can't replicate that just by staying in the States. You know, you just can't do it. Which is why I would definitely encourage you, man, you know. And I want you to do it, like, alone. Not even just, like, going with people. Just go out there and do your own thing.
Yeah, I would kind of want to do it alone. Obviously, I would like to do it, like, with you or, like, with the team members type shit. But there is something about, and it's crazy because I know you even preach this now. Like, aside from, like, going out to, like, Italy and all the other stuff, but I know this is something that you preach now just, like, on every day.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, go out alone.
Yes, man.
Because, like, you don't know what you'll get yourself into. And also, because you're by yourself, you're kind of forced to be social to a certain extent.
Exactly.
When you're with somebody you're comfortable with, you have that safety net. You're like, okay, if I go out, and let's say me and you go out, mm-hmm. and the whole goal was to make new friends, mm-hmm. but we make no new friends, I feel like we would feel let. It doesn't really affect us because, like, oh, well, okay, we didn't make new friends. Oh, but I still got Trey. I still have someone I could talk to. Yeah. I wasn't walking around alone or none of that, but, like, if you go out by yourself, you're like, the goal is to make new friends. You're really just standing there by yourself. You got no one to talk to. You have no fucking safety net. You have nothing. Yeah. So, like, I feel like you're pushed more to go out and make friends.
Yeah.
And I even noticed that with me, because I've gone out alone, like, multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that, like, I'm more likely to talk to people. Got no fucking choice.
You got no choice.
Because other than that, you can just walk around quietly, which is cool. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, like, the whole point.
The point is to force yourself to socialize.
Exactly.
And by you going out alone, you force yourself to socialize.
Exactly.
It's not the easiest thing to do. Don't get me wrong. It's tough.
It could be nerve-wracking.
You know, because you get lonely. It's just like, damn, especially if you don't know how to start a conversation.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, like, I don't know what to do. But I'm be honest, there are a lot of people who feel the same way you do. And if someone were to come up and talk to them, they might actually open up to a conversation.
And it's crazy because there'll be someone who actually wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
But they're just scared to. And as soon as you initiate that whole high,
they'll start talking.
They'll start.
Yes.
Like that. Yes. That's like, yes. Damn.
I experienced that a lot in Europe. Mm-hmm. Literally just walking over and chatting with somebody. They just open quickly.
And the thing is,
it's like a machine gun.
And next thing you know, you're talking enough for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
15 minutes type shit.
Pushing an hour. I was like,
for
damn.
For real. You like, damn. Mm-hmm. Damn. You look at your watch, you're like, damn, I didn't even know.
I didn't even know. Exactly.
But that's also why I kind of want to travel by myself. It's because I know I'm in a whole different country and it's just me.
So is Thailand the only one?
As of right now,
is that the only one that does those classes?
I actually haven't really looked too much. Like, this is relatively new. I just kind of found this about like maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago, couple weeks ago or whatever. So as of right now, it's Thailand. I know they have multiple different ones in Thailand per se. Now, I do not know if they have it more like kind of spread out like globally, let's say throughout Europe or something, or throughout Asia or whatever. But as of right now, that's one. No. I wouldn't mind. And I think also the reason why it's one is because it's like the easiest. I don't have to look for a hotel. I don't got to look for Airbnb. I don't have to. Basically, it's a whole package. So once I sign up for this,
I'm done.
I'm straight. Exactly. Yeah. I'm straight. So I'm good. Compared to if I go to somewhere else, I think it would just be a little bit more planning. That's really it. It's just a little bit more planning. It might be a little bit more expensive, whatever.
True, because you got to get your own accommodations of where you're going
to
stay.
Exactly. I have to get my own accommodations. I have to talk to people. I have to weigh out options, weigh out prices. It's just a little bit more work. I'm not opposed to doing said work, but it is kind of just the truth of the matter. Italy, of course, due to your experience, is quite high on my list as well.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Yeah. I would like to go to Italy. Spain will be another one. I actually thought about going. Shit, that kind of happened in 2023. I completely forgot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nigga playing a whole trip.
I remember you called me up, bro, one night, and you was just like, yo, like, what if I wanted to go to Spain?
I'm like, yo, what do we have to do?
Yeah, how do we have to do? Break it down for me. And we just, like, talk.
Break it down. Just, we like, talked for, like hours, bro. Yeah. We didn't work. Yeah. Genuine work on that.
Yeah, research.
For
research.
Real, bro. Yeah. I remember I applied to, we did Spain and we did Italy. And I remember, I don't know if I put in my email, but for a minute, bro, I was getting, like, a bunch of Italian, like, yeah. Apartments to hit me up. all in Italian.
Yeah, so like, you can't even read it.
Nah, I had no idea what the fuck it was. I just know it was from Italy because they put like the little flag type shit. Clearly. So I was like, okay. But yeah, I thought about doing that. I thought about fucking teaching English over there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. That would have been fucking fun. But that's a place I would also like to visit as well. So I'm not sure, but I want to stay for a minute. That's also why I really like Thailand thing, because I can stay there for a month. I want to stay. I'm not trying to do no like 2 week vacation. Come home.
You want to stay for?
I'm trying to stay.
Is the month a minimum or is that the maximum?
Actually, I would say more minimum.
Okay, because you can't stay for like 90 days, which is 3 months.
Yeah, I know. But then I also got to think like responsibilities here. I got a whole job. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, we were just talking about that shit earlier too. Like, early,
facts.
Kind of got to be responsible.
I like how early we're talking about being responsible.
Exactly.
Like, go away for 3 months.
Go away for 3 months. It's fine. It's fine. Right. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. It'll be fine. But yeah, so like that part would suck. I mean, the whole rent and shit, I could just leave money behind.
True.
But like in terms of work, like.
I mean, listen.
I come back no
job. This is just what you got to do now. Set your life up wherein you have passive income coming in, wherein you're making money and you don't have to work.
Okay.
Right. So then you could take 3 month vacations and not have to worry about money coming in.
All right. You're absolutely right. And that's honestly the goal. That probably won't happen in 2024.
Yeah. It takes time.
But I could do the month for sure now.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 month might just be another trip, which ain't nothing crazy. Take this year, you could do the whole 1 month.
Kind of like give yourself, because you also, and I want to just say this to you as well.
Yeah.
You're traveling to a whole nother country for the first time. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. So actually, the month might be just enough. Maybe 3 months might be too much. You also get homesick.
I don't think I overwhelm myself.
You don't think so?
Nah,
I think you're underestimating how strong that kind of pull is, man. It gets you. Like, be the way it gets you.
Maybe I am, but I don't know. Okay, I can see the whole maybe homesick. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. But I don't think I'll overwhelm myself. I think I'll be all right. Because I kind of...
You know, culture shock is a thing, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that can happen. It happened to me. I was like, bro, what the fuck? I didn't know this happened.
But you were fine, were you not?
Well, yeah, of course. I made it through.
Okay.
But it's still like
I have faith
shock.
I'll make it through. I leave.
Well, I'm not doubting that you won't make it through, bro. I'm just trying to warn you. Like, this will happen.
Fine, bro. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I ain't tripping over there. All right, I'll pull up there. I might get a little bit of culture shock, but I'll be like, well, listen, bro. I done already paid for this. This shit's already paid. I ain't got no choice.
Well, I'm not thinking along the lines of like you gonna come back home just because of that. I figured you'd stuff
it out. Yeah, I just stuff it out. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's no choice. Like once I go over there, I'm committed. It's over. That's it.
You kind of got to be.
Yeah, for real.
Unless you're just gonna lose money.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I feel that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I don't know. I might travel this year. I'm not sure.
I know you mentioned London to me.
I did mention London. I got family and friends over there, so like, if I really wanted to, I could. I'm not sure yet, though.
What's holding you back? You just say you got friends over there. You know you could. You know what I'm saying? So what's holding you back?
What's holding me back?
Exactly.
I just want to make money.
Oh, so you just trying to get some cash?
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make money, and I'd probably go for the same amount of time you're going to go for in. No, Thailand, which would probably be a month too.
Like a month.
Yeah, it'd probably be a month as well.
In a way, podcast goes international.
That would be cool. I mean, we've done it before, though.
Facts, but this time we'll both be international.
Yeah, we both will be international. Yeah, just we'll one of us. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Facts, bro.
Yeah, take it down the road.
Take it down the road.
It's still up in the air. It's still up in the air. Okay. I might. I guess I just have to chat with them and see where their minds are at too.
See where it's at.
Maybe around my birthday time. So that's around like May.
So you think about going like, I guess springtime. I think that's considered spring.
Yeah.
So like around springtime, is when you think about going.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
Probably around that time. Actually, the month of May doesn't even sound too bad. I didn't even think about it, but Going for my birthday would be kind of cool.
Be like a little birthday trip,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, facts.
You go out there, enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying?
True. There's also accomplishments out there that I didn't get to accomplish the last time that I kind of want to accomplish this time. So,
what are said accomplishments?
I ain't going. I would keep them just to myself for right now. Yeah. I'll tell you about it after. I ain't gonna blow up the spot yet.
Yeah. But my boy say, yo, that's confidential. Yeah, like, chill.
But there are just things I want to do out there.
You know what? Respect that. I understand, playboy. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. I think you should go, Brody. I do understand the money aspect, though. Because that is, you got to think, that's a month of not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like, obviously money isn't everything, but like, you want to make sure you still keeping money coming in. Because obviously when you come back, you still got bills to pay.
True.
You still got things you got to take care of.
I guess what helps is that we're not irresponsible spenders.
So that helps because you're able to budget the money.
So at least I'll still have money, but it's kind of like, well, what's the smart thing to do at this current point? Because I've been traveling for so long. I've traveled to so many countries already.
Fair enough.
It's kind of like it's nothing I haven't really seen before. I haven't been to Asian countries now. So if I were to go to an Asian country, cool. But I've been to London. I've been to a whole bunch of places in Europe already. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, all right, well, cool. Just time to just work.
How many times have you been to London?
I think two times.
Two times already?
Yeah, two times. Okay. One just for like a short trip, and then the other time was like for a whole summer.
Yeah, because I remember that. You were there for a minute.
Yeah. So two times. Oh,
so because of that. You ever thought about going somewhere else? Because you just said you done already been to London. You done already been to a whole bunch of places, but you haven't really gone to any Asian country. Instead of going to London, have you ever thought about possibly going to an Asian country or going somewhere different?
I have. Actually, Korea was on the docket with a couple of my architecture friends. Mm-hmm. We haven't put together the plans for that as of yet, but you're good. But that is definitely something. South Korea specifically, of course.
That'd be pretty much over.
But that would be the Asian country. Actually, no, I wanted to also go to Japan with Quinn, but that was like a thing we said in high school. So I don't know if that's going to happen right now.
I mean, he still might be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I think he's deploying.
Well, yeah, well, not right now, but he might still like would want to go with you.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course he still wants to. Yeah. I'm sure he still definitely wants to do that. But so those would be the two countries I can think of.
But you can always go there instead of London.
This summer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Korea is a stretch for this summer.
All right, so Japan.
I want to go with Quinn.
You act like you can't go again.
Oh, so just say go by myself for the first time and then go with him
exactly.
Again?
Exactly. I want to go with you to Italy. You don't already went. I assume, I have a feeling if I'm like, yo, Trey, you want to go to Italy? I highly doubt you're going to. Nah, I already been there once.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, at that point, then I have to see just the prices of what everything would be.
See how they living.
Yeah, essentially. Because I think it's actually quite expensive to go to Japan. Compared to Thailand, at least.
Yeah, Thailand's cheap.
Yeah, Japan's they're more westernized, meaning like they're just industrial. So like they.
You ever think about going to like a Spanish country? Like South America or something like that?
Well, like Venezuela?
Like Brazil.
Their money's like absolute garbage.
Bro, I remember looking at it. We'd be millionaires.
Venezuela. Yeah.
Right
absolutely.
Now, we'd be.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gosh,
yeah.
Bro.
It's rough for them right now.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know. I'm a little bit suspect with them sometimes because I've always heard like scary situations.
Niggas getting robbed and shit.
Yeah.
Don't go to like the slums, bro.
I don't know where the slums are not.
Well, bro, you might.
And you can get robbed into really nice places too.
You're right. You can't get
robbed. And sometimes like the women there, they be trying to like, you know. Take your money type shit, like drug you.
All right, well, one, just be careful. One, keep your head on a swivel. Do a little research into it. I think also a lot of this is research. You don't know. Just do a little research.
Hmm.
Google is.
And they have cartels. They capture you, bro. All
right, so don't get captured. You get captured anyway.
You just say just don't, like it's.
Bro, but you at like London, like niggas don't be getting stabbed and stuff. Isn't that like a main thing over there, bro?
Okay.
They walk around with. Okay, you could be on the. Oh, they don't call it the subway. They call it like the tube or something like that. Is that what they call it?
The tube?
They don't call it the subway.
is this subway system?
Nah, I don't know. I saw some English guys talking.
Really?
Well, they called it like the tube. Or something. I mean, watch me be completely wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure it's not the subway. But anyway.
The tube?
Isn't it not the tube?
I'm sure they call it something.
Damn, it's something. It's not the subway.
I'm sure they call it.
Bro, your London friends, they call it the subway?
I mean, listen, I don't remember. That's the thing. I know what you're talking about, but I just don't remember what the name is.
I think it's a tube or something, bro.
I'm not sure if it's the tube.
I think it is.
I don't think it's the tube.
It must sound stupid as hell, but it should go drop.
I don't think it's the tube. I don't think it's the tube. I think it's something else. It's something else.
Anywho, the subway, the tube, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
So, fuck, man, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the whole stabbing thing. Bro, you go down there, you get stabbed. Even though it's London, bro. Crime happens everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I mean, technically, but I guess it's just, I got no rebuttal to that again, I guess. I got no rebuttal to it. It's more, I'm just not sure if I would want to go.
I don't think it'd be fun, bro. What you can do is just go on a resort. I know that's not getting the full experience of what the...
I think I'm more likely to go if I had friends from that country. So, like, I'm cool with the locals.
Yeah, but how you gonna get cool with the locals? You don't know them. Actually, I know a girl from Venezuela, brody. I got
cool,
you.
Cool, so then we'll talk to her and then you can...
Fact. She still might rob you. I don't know her well. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Someone's gonna rob me.
I said she might rob you. She might not. She might be really nice.
Oh, man.
She was nice to me.
All right, fair enough.
See, you'll be straight, bro. Say you over to Venezuela, you'll be good, brody.
Actually, I would like to go to Argentina. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Argentina would be nice.
Or Brazil.
Brazil would be nice, too.
Yeah.
Brazil would be nice, too. Yo, I wanted to go. I remember talking to my coworkers about this, like, what the fuck is it called? Is it Rio?
Yeah.
No.
Rio's in Brazil.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about...
the Amazon?
Carnival? I think that's what it's called. It's like a big-ass party.
I mean, I know that's a thing. I don't know where it's located, though.
No, but they do it everywhere. Like, they do it. But I think one of the places, like, I heard Carnival down there is just wild, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You go to that, bro.
Do you know when it is? Is it a year-round thing?
Nah, it's like one of those things that happens, like, once a year. I'm going to be honest. We might have passed it. It might be too late for us now, but, like.
But what do you mean? It's the first of the year, so technically it should be coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the first. How we passed it already.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The way I view the calendar in my head is not the same way as like the first. It's weird.
Okay.
But essentially, yeah. Well, I guess you're a couple months out since, this is the first. But I think it's like in November.
It's in November? Damn, bro.
That's what I meant by like, you passed it. But I guess since it's the first.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But yeah, it's... Now we got
either that or it's in the summer. Honestly, I don't know where it's at. I don't know when, but like you can look it up.
I think I might have gone to one in Jamaica at one point.
I think they do also have it.
Yeah, because and one up here. I just don't because I was younger when it happened. So like I just don't really
remember.
Nah, but my mother told me there was a time I was like dancing on top of a fire truck or next to a fire truck, and there was like a whole bunch of people cheering me on, and it was at like the carnival thing.
How you get on top of a fire truck?
Cause like there's the firefighters are there too. It's like an event for
everybody. Oh, so they pulled you up.
I'm assuming so. Yeah, I really don't remember because I was like young, but
understood.
And I was quite confident to dance in front of everybody like that. I guess.
Also, as a kid, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot I probably of kids wasn't don't really care. Thinking, yeah,
bro. No. They don't care. I'm here for a good time. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So that's what I guess in my experience with that. I haven't gone as an adult though, so. It'd be kind of cool to go now.
I would like to go on as an adult. I've never been, period. Mm. I feel like as an adult, I don't know. I just think it'd be fucking...
Did you just learn about it? Or did you always know about it?
I knew about Carnival, because like that's like a big thing. But I didn't know. Apparently, I guess like down in Brazil and in Rio and all the other stuff, it's like, I don't know, maybe celebrate a little bit more intensely down there than it is up here. But I remember, like, looking at it, like, with my coworkers. Like, we kind of were doing
research. Like, you're watching videos.
Nah, I was like looking at tickets. I was looking at prices, bro.
Oh, damn.
I was pricing the bitches out. Yeah, I was getting ready.
Do you know how much, like,
Nah, I don't remember. It was like a year ago. Oh, it was a year ago. And of course, like, as you could tell, like, we ain't make moves.
Yeah, exactly. He was still up. Yeah, of course. We don't have those memories. So, like, it's like, all right,
for real.
Can't add to those.
But I do remember, like, pricing it out. And, like, I thought about it briefly. I was like, damn. But then I ended up. But I might do the whole Thailand shit. I gotta see. I'm gonna see how these next couple months like play out.
Might do the Japan. I don't know if I'll do Japan.
Bro, look into it.
I'll look into it. I don't know if I'll do them though. I'll look into them. I'll say that much.
Imagine going to Japan, bro. That'd be a whole different. Imagine there for a month. What? What got you nervous about it?
I don't know if they're racist.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they are. I'm gonna be honest.
That's not comforting.
Nah.
That's not comforting.
I'm gonna be honest to you. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, even if they are, you'll be all right. Not everyone there is racist.
See, the thing I liked about Italy was like they like black people, so it was cool.
Who's to say they don't like black people over in Japan? Some people might. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure I've run into some of them that do.
Yeah, of course. Bro, listen, man. You go out there, you'll be by yourself. You'll go out there, you're going to make friends. If you talk to enough people, I have a lot of faith that you're going
to
find a
But do you think, I would have to research this too. I'm assuming the majority language they speak there isn't English, it's Japanese.
Well, of course, it's Japan.
So then, but hear me out. Where I was at in Italy, the majority of what they spoke was also English.
Okay.
So it wasn't just, so you got to speak English, of course, but if you want to practice your Italian, you can still practice your Italian. If I go to Japan.
You know what you should do?
Get a translator? I go with a translator?
That wasn't what I was going to say, but like, yeah, you can do that. That's going to be a little bit pricey, though, for a month. You should go over there and try to teach English to Japanese kids.
Yeah, that's
it. Because then you'll be around people who kind of already know English to a certain extent.
I'd prefer to teach young adults if possible. I don't want to teach kids.
Why? I'm not sure if you could choose.
I don't want to teach kids.
Why?
I just don't want to teach children.
What's wrong with them, bro?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with them. They're perfectly fine people. I just don't want to teach them. I can't do that.
Like you want to teach like fifth grade?
No. What the fuck? No.
What's wrong with them?
First off, I remember being in fifth grade. That's nah.
But it's different over there, bro. Their custom is different. I feel like they're much more well behaved.
Maybe, but they're still kids.
Okay.
I'm not gonna teach. I just don't want to. You got to be an adult. Like above the age of 18.
Why do I have to be the above? All right, how about high school seniors?
I can make it. High school seniors. I can make an exception for high school seniors. I can make an exception. Because like at that point, I kind of expect you to have some semblance of maturity. You just gotta be able to, when I speak to you, you have to be able to follow direction.
What, kids can follow direction?
Not all of them do though.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to tell you.
But think about it. Like, I don't think you might only just be teaching English, so you might only got to come there for one small period, teach them English, and that's it.
I'm gonna have multiple classes. I'm the English teacher. Bro, what English teacher you know teaches one class and go home?
But it's different because it's a different country. I don't know how they rock with it.
You're a teacher. I'm confused.
I mean, I guess you could say okay. So then you'll be all right though. So, wait, you have multiple classes. Let's say even if you were to have multiple classes.
Okay.
You don't think you'd be able to...
Not with young kids. Nah.
But I don't think you'll be alone.
Who would I be with?
Nah, well, come on, bro. You're a foreigner. So, I'm pretty sure they'll probably have, like, another teacher with you.
An assistant teacher?
Who also, yeah.
Who's from the culture?
Exactly. So, they are getting really be like, yo, shawty.
Control your bands, bro.
Control your bands. Well, get your kids, yo. Get your kids. So they'll, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's cool. No, I just don't want to teach kids though.
But I think that's the easiest way in terms of going there. Cause I'm not sure if you could choose.
When did you do any research on this at all? When you were searching up?
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
And did it say it had to be kids?
I don't remember fully, to be honest.
Cause you can go. Cause I know people who come to America that are not English speaking, but they teach their native language. And that's how they make money. Like people who want to learn Spanish, they teach Spanish.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. But I don't know, but you don't know if they were able to pick who they taught. Like you don't know if you're not sure if...
Well, if you're going through an organization, then you might not be able to pick.
Well, that's what I was going through, an organization. Because that's the only way I knew how to get out there. I, like, Googled it, and they had a whole bunch of different organizations. So I was looking through an organization, and I don't remember fully, like... I don't remember if they gave me options on who I can and cannot teach. Like, if I could pick between first graders, second graders, third graders. But when I watched a couple videos, it seemed like they were, you know, teaching a whole bunch of little nigglets. I was like, damn, okay. So I kind of just prepare myself to, okay, if I do this, I might be teaching some kids. And I'm gonna be honest. I'm not the biggest. I'm similar to you. I really don't want to teach kids. But for the experience, I'll do it. Plus, you're getting paid. It's not like you're doing it for the free.
I don't want to teach no children, man. I'll teach my own kids or my friends' kids. I don't want to teach anybody else's kids. I don't want to be put in the situation where I need to discipline someone's child.
I mean, you ain't really got to. Like, you got to beat these little kids.
I just prefer. I'm not going to beat them. I don't even say put your hands on them. But, like, I don't want to have to tell them to a good stern talking to, and then they start crying, and I'm the bad guy.
Like, that's how life is, bro. Sometimes you gotta play the villain role.
That's how life is, but like, that can backfire on you in this day and age.
I think it'll be all right for you, bro. I think it'll be fine.
I'd be better off if I was just teaching adults.
But the thing is, I'm not sure if you can, bro. So you gotta take
I'm sure you can.
You can.
I'm sure you can. If we can do this here, if you can teach adults that don't know English in America.
But you don't know if they got to pick that or if they're placed there. If they got to pick that, then you're straight. But if they're placed there, then you're at the mercy of wherever you're placed.
At that point, then I'm just going to start a business of my own where I'm like, I'll take clients and I'll teach you English.
So what I'm hearing is you're not going to Japan anytime soon because you're going to start a business.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's going to take a minute,
bro. Yeah, that changes everything.
Yeah, facts. Now you're in the whole business. Now everything has changed, bro. The whole plan has changed.
Well, there's no guarantee that
what you were
talking about, because it was for Spain, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's for Spain. So
it was for Spain.
You gotta see what it is for, I guess, Japan. Then
you might be able to. Actually, you might be able to pick. I think in Italy, I was kind of able to pick. But they only give you certain options. Like, I still wasn't able to pick. Like, I ain't seen nothing that said adults. So I was looking at like grades.
I could teach teenagers.
Okay, so what's your limit then? Because it seems like you said you want 18. Adults, but you. Nah, but you'll teach less than 18, because you said...
Teenagers and 18-year-olds isn't...
Okay, but...
It's, you said seniors.
But seniors aren't 18.
How old is a senior, usually?
I was 17. 16, 17.
You're a young senior then, nigga.
Well, I'm a young nigga.
All right, fair enough. 17 then.
17?
That's the lowest I'll go.
The lowest you'll go, so not 16?
Nah, because you need to be competent. I need you to be...
You're not competent.
There's a lot of incompetent kids at 16, man.
Were you not competent at 16?
I was, but that don't mean everyone else is. I feel like you should be a competent adult by the elite.
I feel like by 16, you're competent. 18, come 19. On now. 16, you're not competent? What are you talking about, bro?
First of all, as the saying goes that we all know, common sense ain't common to everybody, okay? So that's going to be the statement that clearly not everybody, we
wait,
can't
wait, wait,
just...
But is competence the same as common sense?
I mean, maybe, yeah.
I don't know. They're
the same category.
I don't think they're the same, though.
Competence?
Because if you're competent, that means like you're able to...
You're able to put a sentence or two together. You're like you're an intelligent human being.
But common sense, because like I know people
the average person.
I know people who are competent but don't have that grade of common sense. Because common sense is also a little bit like a street smarts, a little bit how I kind of view it.
So not just book smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Book smart, street, just like all around smartness.
Yeah, like common sense. Yeah, like people aren't taught common sense. It's kind of just like
you just know.
You just kind of, I think you learn more from observing other people. So whether you're observing your parents, you're observing others, I think that's kind of how common sense is like acquired.
So you just build it by being perceptive, essentially.
Exactly. But some people, you know, kind of, so they might be really book smart, but like they're just not very good at observing their surroundings.
Well, I feel like on average, 16-year-olds just aren't going to be with it.
First of all, I think they might not all have the best common sense. I think... 16-year-old, you're not competent.
Unfortunately,
bro,
man.
Because think about it, if you're not competent, you can't even like watch yourself.
Listen, man.
That means you can't be trusted with the house key, bro.
In America, our school systems aren't the best.
But we differ. You're in Japan now, bro. their algorithm, everything's over there is
actually
different,
you know,
bro.
That actually, yeah, that does change things then. That does change things. Because if it is in Japan, they're probably...
Well, this is what this whole conversation is for.
But still, like, I feel like they still have their version of that too.
Of course, but I don't think it's that bad.
That's hard to say. That's hard to say.
I don't think it's that bad. That's hard to say. Because I do think their kids are much more... I think their kids are more disciplined and more...
What do you know about, I guess, their...
I'm going to keep it a buck. I know damn near nothing. I just know all I know.
You make it... Explain to the class. Explain to the class. Please.
All I know is I just heard a shit about in terms of how their government is run. And maybe this is not Japan. Maybe this is China. And maybe this is where I'm kind of fucking everything up. But essentially, like, the same things that are pushed here in terms of social media and what's put on social media is not the same things over there.
Yeah, I think of China, yeah.
Oh, so it's China, so yeah, it's not in Japan. Yeah, thinking of China. Damn. Well, I'm just thinking like Japan, like their cousins or something.
Not. I actually don't think they're cousins, no. I don't think they're the same kind of Asian in that sense.
So, but all right. Well then, all right. So now I'm thinking about Japan.
You mean China?
Oh, no, I think about China. Damn! China. Wow. Okay. I'm thinking about China then.
Yeah.
I still think though, there's 16 year olds who are competent enough that I feel like you can watch or teach and it'll be fine.
I'm assuming you would teach at that age,
bro. I teach kids. If I took that Spain job, and they put me with fourth graders, fifth graders, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm doing. Now, will it be tough? Of course. Will they probably get on my nerves? Of course. And it's rough because I don't even know what they're saying. They be talking shit about me in Spanish. I don't even know what they're saying. You know, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? But I still do it. Because I'm not there only to teach Spanish. I'm also there because I want to see their culture.
The experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's
I have to go here and I have to work and I get paid a stipend or whatever. But like at the end of the day, when I'm going home, it's like, okay, what time is it? All right, let me go here. Let me go there. Let me go. I would use it more to explore Spain. So I think you'd also do the same thing. And in this case, it'll be a little easier for you. Because the reason why I chose or was thinking about doing the whole English thing was because I was getting paid. And on top of that, they helped me find a place I could live. Whether I live with the family, or they would give me like my own apartment or whatever. So it also made it easier in terms of I didn't really have to look for an apartment. I just have to, whatever organization, I think they only accept X amount of applicants a year. So I had to like fill that out. Obviously I had to get my passport in order. It was a lot of paperwork, but once all that was done and I got accepted, then I would have been
good.
I would have been perfectly fine. I would have been straight. Plus, I would still be getting paid there. Obviously, it's nowhere near what I'm getting paid now, but I still get paid there. Plus, I have some money already saved. So I'm like, all right, I'm straight. I'll go teach all the little rugrats for a little bit. Then after that, go out and then explore and have fun in Spain.
See, I'd enjoy it more if I was teaching people my age. So I at least have some type of connection with y'all.
You have connection with the kids? Osar, shout out to Osar. Osar works with kids. He has connection with them.
Yeah, bro. Osar be telling me about the difficulties he has to go through.
Of course. Well, nothing's easy. You think even teaching like someone my age, it won't be difficult, bro? Act like you weren't a little menace at 19 or 18 years old, bro.
Nah, not in the sense of I was out here disrespecting my teachers. Nah. I did that more when I was a kid.
Why do you think they're going to disrespect you, bro? They might not be disrespecting you. They're just kids. So
first of all, you said the Spanish kids could be cursing at you. You wouldn't even know. So they could be disrespectful.
They could be, yes, but they're not always going to be disrespectful. Like, for instance, Osiris told me a lot of stories. It doesn't seem like the kids disrespect him at all. They're just kids, so they might just do something.
But he be telling them to listen sometimes, and they don't listen.
Well, they're kids. So
okay, then, if I tell an adult to listen, there's a higher chance of them listening.
Of course, but you might even tell. But you might tell an adult. You might tell an adult to listen, and they still ain't going
to
listen.
And I could just tell you to leave the class, and then that's it?
Nah, bro. Yes. I'm not leaving. I'm going to let you know. If I'm your teacher, I mean, if you're my teacher, and I'm 23, you're like, you lead a class. I'm like, no, I'm not. Especially if I paid, I'm not leaving the class. What?
No, you gotta get out. If you're gonna, cause a ruckus in my classroom, I don't care if you paid. Get out.
I'm not leaving. That's how that works. I paid. I'm not leaving.
No,
I'm not
leaving. If you cause a ruckus in the classroom, I'm not leaving, bro.
I'm not leaving.
What do you mean?
I paid X amount of money to be here.
So then act appropriately.
So teach me, bro. I'm not leaving. You're better off calling public safety.
That's what would happen. That is literally what we would do.
And I hope you know I'm fighting public safety too, because I'm not leaving,
bro. At that point, you would just deal with public safety. You're not my problem at that point. You're public safety's problem.
I hope you know I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving the classroom. I hope you know I'm not leaving the classroom.
You would leave the classroom.
Are you going to physically remove me from the classroom?
No, I am not going to move you from the classroom. The police will remove you from the classroom, bro. You're getting it twisted. You're getting it all twisted.
That's not happening.
You're getting it all twisted.
That's not happening.
If you purchase something, which is a class of any sort,
okay,
you're going to show up to that class and act a fool. If the teacher says go, you're disrupting the class for all the other people who want to participate. You got to go.
I'm not leaving.
It's just act appropriate.
I paid.
Especially if you're an adult. You're supposed to be known to act appropriate. So just act appropriate.
I'm not leaving.
You got to go, bro.
I'm not leaving.
We kick you to the curb.
I hope you know.
You know it's going to be.
You would hate me, bro. Because I'm not leaving.
Frankly, we would kick you from the class. You know that, you know that shot, the nigga getting kicked out of Will Smith's house?
Oh, like when they threw Jazz out?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do to you, bro. Just throw you out. It's like, you're not going to come here.
I'm not leaving.
We don't want the money.
I'm not leaving.
You have to leave.
I'm not leaving.
You'd have to leave.
I'm not.
You'd leave arrested.
Bro, I'm not getting arrested.
Yes, you would. At that point, you're trespassing.
How am I trespassing? I'm allowed to be here. I paid for this class, bro.
Nah, they kicked you out.
I paid for this.
Because if you can get kicked out in high school, why wouldn't you be able to get kicked out in any situation like that?
Well, first and foremost, in high school, I'm a minor. I feel like in high school, it's different because it's like...
How is it different?
Because I'm not paying. This is a whole different story. Once,
that's even more reason to kick you out.
How I look at it is, once money is involved, I'm going to get my service.
Nah.
I'm going to get my service.
The minute you start acting a fool, you don't get your service.
Nah.
If you act a fool in a... All right, think about this, right?
Okay.
I go to a store.
Okay.
I don't have a shirt on. That's no service.
Okay.
Regardless of if I have money to go there and buy something... That's no service.
But the difference is, I done already paid. The class is already paid for. That's how I'm sitting here.
Yes, but
that's how I got you teaching me.
The class is paid for. I'm teaching you. You're in the back yelling, screaming, doing your thing. What are you
yelling and screaming is wild.
What do you expect me to do as a professor? Like, listen, sir, I'm going to need you to quiet down. You're bothering the other kids. You still keep doing your thing. After a while, you got to go.
I'm about to leave it, bro. I'm going to let you know right now.
You can say that as much as you want, and that's fine. Because I'm not going to physically remove you. But when PSA Cub or whoever else comes, they'll take you out. That's just how it's going
to
end.
I'm not leaving, bro. Fuck that. I done paid X amount of money to be here. So I'm going to stay here. Now, I probably wouldn't go out my way to cause a problem.
Yeah, of course. Because you're a reasonable human being.
But if I'm sitting there, yelling and screaming is wild. Yelling and screaming. I probably wouldn't do that. But I feel like, for me personally, I'm more likely to get in trouble either because I'm on my phone or not paying attention or if I'm having a conversation with somebody.
Well, if you're on your phone in class, and I ain't gonna do nothing.
But if I'm having a conversation with someone, I'm a little bit louder than you would like.
If you're having a conversation while I'm teaching, that's just disrespectful. I'm gonna tell you to be quiet.
All right, fair enough. But I might need to still keep telling whoever. I might still gotta keep talking to somebody who I'm talking to.
And then the more you do that, eventually I ask you to leave.
And what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm not leaving, bro. I'm not leaving. I'm like, listen.
We gonna keep running into this problem, bro.
Mr. Parks, I understand, bro. But this convo's important.
No.
This convo's important.
Talk about it after class then. If it's that important, talk about that after class. Or talk about it before class. Why does it have to be during the time that you're paying me to teach you? Why can't you shut up during the time that you're paying me to teach you? Just be quiet. Be a reasonable human being. This is why I don't want to teach kids. Because they don't understand this. Adults get this. Which is why I want to teach adults.
Oh my gosh, bruh. Oh my gosh. You still gonna run into menaces like me and then you're still gonna have to deal with some problems.
This is why I'm not a teacher, man. I can't do it at all.
Bro.
I give it to teachers. More I give it to y'all teachers, man. I can't do it.
Yeah. Trey will not be going to Japan to teach English.
Nah, probably not.
That's fucking hilarious. All right. Well, we are getting to the end of the show. And around this time we give advice. So Trey, do you happen to have any advice to give to the people?
Yeah, I have advice. Don't delay, do it today. Don't wait until 10 years from now to start something. Don't wait until 5 years. Just do it now because you never know and you might end up regretting it. So don't delay, do it today. That's my advice.
That's really good advice.
Yeah.
my advice, kind of similar to his, but I'm going to just say, in terms of kind of go off of that, make the most of your 2024. Everyone makes a whole bunch of New Year's resolutions, which is like all fine and dandy and really cool. But a lot of times people make those resolutions and then like never finish them.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll start it and never finish it. True. The best advice is like the gym. They'll start it and then never fucking finish it.
Yeah.
So whatever your goal is for 2024, like make that shit come true.
Mm-hmm.
Do not kind of like don't delay. Do it today. Do that shit every single day. Like, kind of like your life depends on it. Like, if it's really your goal and it's something you really want to do, like, go after it and chase after it and attack it.
True.
So that'll be my advice.
Yeah.
For the first video podcast, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for real. I enjoyed this. I did.
I hope that you guys enjoyed this
appreciate
as well.
You for
once again, thank you so much for watching.
Thank you so much
for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. You can find us on YouTube. All episodes are available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. The Instagram is going to be NOA_podcast. The TikTok is going to be NOA_podcast1.
Yep.
Once again, make sure you keep looking at YouTube to look out for those Wednesday shows that come out every single Wednesday. Thank you guys for watching. We appreciate y'all.
Y'all take care.
Facts.